He said, no, nobody seemed to know anything about Little Hat Jones. Now, I wanted to know about this man. So I took the intellectual approach to the matter. You know, I transcribed the lyrics from my cassette recorder into my notebook and studied the poetic content of the 10 said songs, doing a little research here, right? Creative research. And I analyzed the poetry there, and I realized the man was not actually what they referred to in the books as one of the great poets of the blues. No, not Little Hat Jones. And he was, geography was off considerable too, but I like the songs. I always liked Little Hat Jones's material. This particular song is called Kentucky Blues, and there's references in it to submarines. I'm ex-Navy myself, and I know for documented fact there are no and never were any future plans for submarine bases in or near Kentucky. This was a confused young blues singer in 1929. See, the pity is I like to know about a man's songs if I'm going to do a man's songs other than my own, and I mostly do that. So I like to meet as many old blues singers as I can meet and find out about it. And especially when I do a presentation, I like to have a little anecdote about the man whose songs I'm going to do. And I really don't have anything, no knowledge of Little Hat Jones's life, so I really have nothing to say, so I just better do the song. It's called Kentucky Blues, but it's actually a Texas-style blues piece. I actually started off like a Mississippi piece. That's a creative process. Nobody run, long gone from Kentucky, long gone, I done got away lucky, and I left so keen, I'll be gone just like a submarine. Now you know my woman poked her head out from the windows a bit, said don't let him kill this bookbinder dead yet. Don't you worry, mama, cause it won't be long, I'm gonna leave you here, baby, sing this worried song, and I left so keen, gone like a submarine. Know the man they call him Austin Jack. Stop and put the bloodhounds on my track. You know the blinders couldn't catch my scent. They couldn't tell where this little hat it went. Because he left so keen, he'll be gone like a submarine. Play that blues now. Yonder come the Santa Fe's passing and flying. You ought to see me reach up to grab that blind. Long gone from Kentucky, long gone, I done got away lucky, and I left so keen, I've been gone like a doggone submarine. Now listen, I don't play the dozens, and neither the tens. You keep on talking, I'm gonna ease you in. You keep on talking, I'm gonna make you mad. You gonna make me mad, I'll tell you about the mothers that you're but I don't play the dozens, I declare man, and neither the ten. Well, I'm gonna sing this verse, ain't gonna sing no more. I'm long gone from Kentucky, long gone. Got away lucky and I left so keen. I've been gone like a submarine. Yes, I left so keen, gone like a submarine. Thank you very much. That's a pretty unique blues song. That was, Little Hat Jones was a pretty unique fella. Sorry I never got to meet him. See, most of the people made this music popular are long gone. It was a music popular in the 20s by men in their 20s and 30s, and some in their 40s. And in the 60s, we were lucky. A lot of these men were rediscovered. And people like Mississippi John Hurt and Booker White and Reverend Gary Davis and Son House. And there was a whole pile of blues singers that came up from the Deep South to play the folk festivals and things and to inspire people like me that were starting. And it was a great thing. There are still some great players alive. We just recently met in St. Louis Henry Townsend, who's 78 years old and still a great piano player and guitar player, and we're hoping that he'll come to Blues Week next year. We were talking to somebody about that. And his wife's a great singer, too. He made records in 1926 when he was 17 years old. Started to make records, and he continually was a professional musician. He still is. I don't think he ever had a real day job, as we say. I was reading in some book that he and Roosevelt Sykes were playing in bars in Mobile, Alabama in the late 50s and in Jackson, Mississippi in the early 60s. And I asked him about that, and he said him and Roosevelt Sykes, who was a piano player, he said they worked more bars than they probably are in the country today. And he's still an active fellow. He was just given a government they gave him some kind of award for doing what he did for so many years, a check for big money, you know, big money to me and him, and told him to continue doing what he does and try to teach as many young people as he can. And he's a great fellow, Henry Townsend. I don't do any of his material, though someday I might. Works better with the piano and a guitar duet, and I don't like piano players as a rule. That's not true. I just had to say that. I recorded with a couple of piano players, including the great piano player Naki Parker, who recorded with the Light Crust Doughboys in Fort Worth, Texas back in the 30s. Yes, sirree, Bob. That's the Bob Wills Western Swing music. Bob Wills worked with them before he started the Texas Playboys. And Naki Parker's about 76, and he's in Tampa, Florida. He teaches at the university, and he plays piano with any guitar player that'll come visit him, and it's a wonderful experience. Now I'm going to do a couple more songs, I guess. Is there any questions anybody might have?
What did Little Hat do to the
blues? Well, actually. You see, I met this fella, and I was looking for another blues singer named Jesse Babyface Thomas in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is right near the Texas border. And I tracked him down. That's a long story. I ain't got time to tell you right now. I got to save some of my good bits for the festival. However, Little Hat Jones, I asked him if he knew Little Hat Jones, and he said, oh, yeah, Little Hat Jones, he's always trying to play like so-and-so. I said, well, what can you tell me about him? I've been dying to get some information about him. He said, well, the man had the biggest head I've ever seen on a human being. I said, he didn't wear a little hat? He said, no, it appeared that way, but. That was a setup. The man seen me work before. That's good, though. I might hire some people to set things up. Never thought of that. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Nobody wants to know nothing, huh? Okay, I play some different kind of blueses. A lot of people play blueses in open tunings, which is a natural way to play a guitar. I mean, if you got a guitar and didn't have an instruction book or an electronic tuner, if it went like that, it wouldn't sound right. So many of the early players got guitars and kept turning the dials till it sounded like something. Hark, it's a chord. And figure you're halfway there, you only need three chords for a song. Call that open D tuning. Now, open D tuning can be as complicated or as simple as you want to. That's the interesting thing about it. Now, Reverend Gary Davis, who I hung around with, was a master ragtime guitar player and singer of spirituals. I haven't done one of his yet, and I might not.
I used to ask him about this kind of guitar playing open tunings. I said, Reverend Davis, you do anything open tuning? He says, I don't play no cheap guitar. I said, how about with a bottleneck? He says, I don't play no cheap guitar. So that's for people that don't want to bother learning. That's not true. Can be. You can play real simple stuff. Pretty music, we're doing nothing. Especially if you slide something on it, if you got a knife blade or something, you go cheap guitar. I wish I knew more of it. Usually you play that with a slide on your finger. It's a little more effective than a penknife. But I don't have my slide with me. Already borrowed a capo from somebody. I don't want to push my luck. Lucky I got here with my guitar. But I'm going to play you what I consider pretty complex fingerstyle blues guitar in open tuning. This was a song that Josh White recorded before he was discovered by the folk music people, when he kind of watered down his style and started learning books, learning songs from the Library of Congress about cotton fields and things. And he thought that's what people wanted to hear. But back in the 20s, when he was a young man, he was a heck of a blues singer. He fell into that Harry Belafonte type of thing, you know, open up the shirt and sing beautiful, look sexy, and play schlock music. It's too bad that happened, but I guess he made a living, and maybe he thought he couldn't make a living playing the real music. So I guess it was all right. Sorry I said that, Josh. But personally, I can't listen to the records he made in the 50s and 60s. It doesn't do it for me. But when I hear him play in the 20s, it's, whoa, he's one of the greatest talents there ever was. This is a song called Good Gal. It's going to be on my next hit record. Yeah, don't love you no more. Thank you. I keep walking up to the microphone and it's not doing anything important. I always look for songs. I like music to have an attitude, and I think that song's got a real attitude. My wife hated that when I was learning how to sing it. I sang the motorhome singing that every night. Open tuning is fascinating. I don't do a whole lot of it because, like Reverend Davis said, it was very popular today. They got a whole record label of open tunings. They call it Windham Hill, I think. And it's a lot of that kind of music. I hope none of those people are here. I actually never heard any of the records. This is what I imagine it to be. I got a terrible attitude. But y'all did laugh. Try this daring move. Back to it. They don't break, I'll do another song. Do this on your guitar so many times, like during the show, if you're constantly tuning up and down, they're going to snap. So usually when I do a show, I save my open tuning stuff for the end, and I don't dare go back to regular tuning. I usually can't find it anyway. Why some people carry two guitars on stage. I do that sometimes. Times you know you'll never get it back in. That's pretty close. Finish up my program. That'd be all right. Any questions or comments? Or come on now. Boy, what a group! Thought everybody came here to learn. Not even one question. Oh yeah.
Do you know your blues scales?
No, I don't know any scales. I don't know the names of the chords I play.
So you're a real
visual. Yeah. I know some of the, you know, I know the C, F, and the G. But sometimes Reverend Davis would make some chord up here. I say, Reverend Davis, what are you doing with your hand there? He said, I'm resting. Other times you say, oh, that's a C13 diminished twice to the ninth power. I write this down, and then I meet some classical musician somewhere. I say, no, this chord over here, the C13 ninth to twice to the... He said, what are you talking about? Reverend Davis just make this stuff up, but he was having fun. I mean, he was only getting $5 an hour teaching guitar. Reverend Davis said to me the first time I went there, he said, I'd give you a guitar lesson, cost you $5. I said, well, that's pretty reasonable. And I was there for 14 hours, and after the second meal and the third cigar I smoked, I was getting ready to leave. I said, Reverend Davis, I'm falling asleep. I better go home. He said, don't forget to put your $5 on my table. So he had a good time with his students. I'm going to play a little bit of a song. I'm not going to do the whole thing. Oh, question?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you sing anything like
he, no.
Like sort of threw back his head and really...
Well, but that's the way a 70-year-old black man sang to spend half his life singing in the subways.
Yeah, but he sang like that on his old record, too.
Well, it was different. Well, he was a street singer. And I find it very important. It's actually a good point. I never intended to try to sound like an old black blues man. I always wanted to sing it in my own style, and I think that's very important. And I've heard young people do black music, and sometimes I just cringe with embarrassment. It's like, you know, what is going on here? I never wanted to do that. I think the greatest young blues singers are singing in their own voices. You just find your voice, and it'll eventually work. I don't have a great voice, but it's starting to fit what I do. And 10 years ago, it was really off. I was terrible. Now, this is how Reverend Davis's approach to a spiritual. I'll just give you a little bit of it. But it's an interesting thing how his hands move on the guitar and how the arrangement comes to be. And he wrote this song back in the 50s, I believe, or the 60s. He was in Lake George, New York. He was playing the Cosmic Coffee House during the folk revival. And the lady, Reverend Davis was a blind man, blind from childhood. And she had him down by the lakeside, sitting in a folding chair with his, had his shoes and socks off, and his feet were soaking in the lake. And all of a sudden, he's just laying back there. He says, "Get my guitar, quick, I'm getting one. People start. And he's laying back there, and a message was coming from up above. And that's the way he claimed everything he did came from up there. He had nothing to do with it. He was just a messenger. Some of us have to work at it. Okay, this is called "Oh Glory, How Happy I Am." It's an interesting piece. And I could not see Jesus come and he rescued me, saved my soul from misery. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, how happy I am. Oh, glory, how happy I am. My soul been bathed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. You can sing the chorus. Oh, glory, how soul been bathed. Glory, hallelujah. I know something that is mighty swell. A sweet little song that I love to tell. Jesus saved my soul from hell. Glory, hallelujah. I'm fire baptized and I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm out here said to do my master's will. I got to keep moving, can't be. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Sing it. He gave me a horn and he told me to blow. He said, "Go in peace, son, don't you sin no more." Way to that early bright show. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. One more time. Whoa, glory. Whoa, glory. My soul been bathed in the blood. Sing it one more time. I'm baptized and I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm out here to do my master's will. I got to keep moving, can't be still. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you very much.